What were some of the standouts from the Around the World in 30 Days for you?
Well, I know I had a friend from New York who did a surf school in Nicaragua.
Okay.
So that was kind of interesting. Then I have a friend from the Philippines who went to this volcano area.
Okay.
You know, Taal Volcano. It's like you actually look down at the volcano.
Oh, wow.
And just that experience there. But then I had friends that wrote about the UP that, you know, I've never heard of, you know, these
right.
places there and beautiful photography.
Sure.
And then common places like Hong Kong and mm-hmm. Paris from other people. So, you know, that's something I'd like to, you know, do again.
Yeah, kind of a very eclectic mix of folks and places.
It's all across the board. It's,
sure.
it's, you know, from barbecue in Texas to, you know, to eating in Peru, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite... It's fun to read something like that, especially when you know it's just, you know, the people, or most of them are just down the street from you or the next
right,
city.
Right, right. Now, you also do a dining review column in the Grand Rapids Press. What your experiences at local Grand Rapids restaurants, what are Grand Rapids eateries getting right? What are they getting wrong compared to some of the other places that you've been throughout the country and throughout the world?
Well, you know, the one thing I can say is, you know, we have a lot of restaurants here that could be anywhere in the U.S., and
mm-hmm.
they'll do very, very well. So the days of saying that we don't have that food and only Chicago will have that, or
it's not New York, long way.
You know, I'm over that.
Yeah,
you know,
me too.
We're way past that. We have some amazing restaurants here. And I think, you know, we need to support these local restaurants. The one thing, the other thing that, you know, the farm-to-table movement.
Oh,
here.
Absolutely.
I mean, just the fact that, you know, there are restaurants, you know, we just had an event at the JW for Experience GR where we invited, you know, Chef Pat from, Chef Jenna from Amore
mm-hmm.
Reserve and also the JW 616
okay.
and Grove, Chef mm-hmm. Pat from Grove. And these are just some of the chefs that are really embrace the idea of buying local
mm-hmm.
and is an important facet of dining
mm-hmm.
because you have something that's fresh and it's picked, you know, earlier that day.
Right.
And then you're supporting the local economy and they're coming up with some creative items that
mm-hmm.
are just wonderful and we should all be proud of. You know, if you go to France, for example, if you go to Burgundy, you know, almost everything that you're going to eat there is from Burgundy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're proud of their wines. They're only going to serve, you know, wine from Burgundy.
Sure.
You're not going to find a Bordeaux wine in some, you know, little town in Burgundy.
Right.
So I think we need to start working. And, you know, I think we passed the first stage. We just need to continue to do that. And hopefully, you know, we've been voted, you know, number one place for craft beers in the U.S.
I just saw that.
I think we need to capitalize on that. We have some amazing wines in the area here, and Wincroft, for example,
mm-hmm.
down by St. Joe there. It's amazing Chardonnay. So I think we're on our way. And if there's one thing that we need to pay attention more, I mean, I think like in a lot of cities, let's say, for example, you know, in Asia, people just eat outside all the time. You
mm-hmm.
know, and I know there's been a lot of...
sometimes it's a little cold here.
Sometimes a little cold, but at least in the summer. But, you know, in Paris, if you go in December, January, they put heaters
mm-hmm.
outside.
Mm-hmm.
People love to people watch. And the laws are not as restrictive.
Right.
You know, I mean, put some chairs out there. And here we have so many laws that prohibits, you know, the restaurateur to even put, you know, chairs outside. Most cities, you know, there's... You know, food trucks and food vendors outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, you have to have some traffic to go
right.
with it, but I think there has to be a balance. You know, I mean, people that want to eat and eat a hot dog doesn't necessarily want to go to a fine dining restaurant.
Right, exactly.
So I think we need to encourage the more people can be part of, especially downtown, be part of enhancing the food experience downtown,
mm-hmm.
the better it is. You know, we talk about the hotels. Like, we like to promote things. If it's good for the city of Grand Rapids
mm-hmm.
downtown, then we will support it.
Right, right.
And I encourage, you know, other restaurateurs, you know, to work with us. You know, if they have an event, we'll promote it.
Right.
We'll help them promote it.
Right.
You know, just do the same for us, because if it's good for downtown, then it's definitely good for our business.
Oh, it
too.
Just makes sense. It's good
yeah.
for everybody.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people have gotten on that bandwagon over the last few years.
And I think it's something that we need to continue. I know I'm excited about the we're opening the downtown market, which I'm the board chair for that next year, and that's going to be quite exciting. You know, we're going to have 60 stalls outside, more traditional, and about 25 inside, and open a restaurant and also a brewery, and we can have a commercial kitchen, a children's kitchen, and nice event space upstairs on the second floor.
Now, when is that set to open?
Summer 2013.
Okay. Now, in respect to travel, a lot of people, they've got the usual suspects, the places they want to go. But where are some of the places that are maybe a little more obscure or different that people may not be thinking of that you would recommend that they take the time to go visit?
Let's talk international here. Mm-hmm. There's an island in the Philippines called Boracay, and I used to go here in the 80s when there was really nothing there.
Okay.
And now it's, you can go there. You know, the hardest part is really the travel to Asia.
Right.
Just the time, 16 hours on the plane, for example. But once you get to this island, and it's just, a long, long beach, about a mile-long beach for the main beach part, and just rows of restaurants and hotels, and you live like a king. A dollar is, $45.
Wow.
45 pesos.
And okay.
It goes a long ways. You can get a massage for $3. So if you're going to be gone for 10 days, I think it's worth exploring someplace outside of North America.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of things that we can learn from other places. I mean, Hong Kong, for example, it's so efficient.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine. It's like Zurich. Everything there, the trains are timed, accurately. They use this octopus card to pay for everything,
mm-hmm.
whether it's to pay for your parking or to pay for your drink in the vending machine. To pay for your train, for the airport, you just use this card and you just reload it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a debit card without all the hassle.
Right.
And you can use it for the simplest things, like buying a chocolate, in a vending machine in the train station,
mm-hmm.
or, to paying for your parking at the airport. So it's quite amazing. I would also encourage, I went to Iguazu in Argentina, where, the falls, I mean, Iguazu Falls makes Niagara Falls look tiny.
Okay.
And what I love about Iguazu Falls is they built these catwalks that you are actually looking down at these waterfalls. They built these catwalks and just a lot of them. And you just walk and you're just right next to the waterfalls.
It's like you're part of it.
Just like you're part of it, and you can literally just jump and you're there, And Iguazu, it's a national park, so you don't see the billboards and all the restaurants. If you go to Niagara,
it's
the one thing I don't like about Niagara is just
touristy.
Oh my gosh, it's too much of that.
Right.
Here, you're in a forest.
Sure.
And it's quite amazing to see that.
Mm-hmm. This is Paul Jindrasiak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and we've been joined in the studio by George Aquino. George is the general manager for the JW Marriott. He also writes a blog, My Hotel Life, is a restaurant columnist for the Grand Rapids Press, writes for Shore Magazine, is the managing director for Peter Isle. And thanks so much for joining us, George.
Thank you so much, Paul. I really appreciate this time.
Absolutely.
All right.
That was fun.